Welcome to Between the Lines, a time such as this, where hosts David and Jonathan dare to dive deeply and unravel the mysteries of end-time prophecy. Join us as we explore the past, present, and future of prophetic events that have and will shape our world. Without further ado, our hosts, David and Jonathan.
You are David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, a special episode of A Time Such as This. There is a very disturbing passage in the Bible several times. It speaks about the great falling away in the last days. And it's caused by the great lie that has rung from the pulpits of this land for some time now. It's called the pre-tribulation rapture hoax. And I'm going to show you in this Bible exactly why the pre-tribulation rapture does not happen and why that lie will take so many souls into the bondage of the pit, because when they see the signs of the times, they will refuse to believe. The great delusion will come on them because their pastors told them it's impossible that the tribulation has started, because the rapture has not taken place. I want to take you to 2 Thessalonians. Now, Paul is addressing a group of brand new Christians. I mean, Christ has been gone 30 years or so. And they think the rapture is going to happen any minute. They're like getting up every day and planning to be raptured out at any time. And Paul says here in chapter 2, verse 1, I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. All right. I know you guys have been talking about the gathering together to him. I want to address that ye not soon be shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Relax, fellas. I'm going to explain it right now. When the day of our gathering together to Christ will happen. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, the Antichrist, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Okay. The rapture that you guys are all excited about is not going to happen until the great falling away comes first. He's addressing the brand new church. There's obviously not a great falling away. This is the great building of the church that he's addressing. And he says it's not going to happen until the great falling away of faith. And the Antichrist goes into the temple, sits himself on the seat of God, and declares himself to be God. Not going to happen until that happens. Okay, now we're going to go back to Daniel. Daniel talks about it and delivers it down to the day. We're going to start with Daniel 7. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of times. Now he's talking about the church here. He's talking about the Antichrist shall speak great words against the Most High and shall persecute the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given, the saints shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of times. And the time and times and dividing of times is universally known throughout Christendom to be 3.5 years. A time, a year, times, 2 years, and the dividing of a time, a half a year. So the church will be in his hand for 3.5 years. And this is the great sifting period that Christ talks about, sifting the chaff from the wheat. Now I'm going to take you to Daniel 9:27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Everyone in Christendom is looking for this great treaty between the Antichrist and the nations of Israel. It's actually the nations of the world, to be a seven-year period. And it says here, in the midst of the week, halfway through the seven-year period, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease, talking about the temple, the third temple in Jerusalem that's getting ready to be built. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate. The abomination of desolation that Paul talked about in 2 Thessalonians, when we stopped, he said your rapture will not start and will not happen until this happens. So Daniel has already told you twice where it's going to happen and when it's going to happen. Now, in chapter 12, Daniel's going to tell you exactly to the day when it's going to happen. We're going to start with verse 9. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are chosen, are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. And God had put a veil on many of the revelation prophecies. They could not be understood until now. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, from the time of the abomination of desolation, there shall be 1,290 days. From the day that the Antichrist goes in and desolates the temple, there'll be 3.53 years left to the world before God's wrath and the day of the Lord comes. One half of the way through. Either Paul was absolutely wrong, or your pastors were wrong. I choose to trust Paul and Daniel. It's in black and white here. There are no words in this Bible to support a pre-tribulation rapture. It's all in speculation. When John was taken up in spirit during the revelation, it is the great lie, my friends. It is the great lie that the Bible says that the delusion will be so strong.
Jesus said that you'll be delivered up.
Yes. In his name. Yes. In his name. Yeah. How can the church be persecuted if it's taken away first? And the church will be persecuted, and they won't even understand that they are in the first half of the tribulation period, the sifting period, when he will sift away those, the chaff from the wheat. And those who wear the Christian name tag won't even understand that they are being led astray by their own pulpits. It's impossible for you to be in the time of the tribulation because the rapture has not happened. It's the great lie that causes the great falling away that is talked about in so many places in here. Please do not buy into this. It's spoken about so many times in this Bible. I encourage you to open this book and read it for yourself and find any passage that says there'll be a rapture before the persecution begins. What you will find if you read it is many, many passages that say you will be persecuted during this time in the tribulation period before the rapture happens. Take heart, Christians. Guard your minds and your hearts, because the sifting period is now going on. The delusion is on this earth now. We are in the tribulation period. And if you do not understand that, you will be one of those that the Bible says will not be able to understand and believe. I love you all, and to you pastors out there, you need to examine Isaiah, Jeremiah, Hosea, Ezekiel. If you're putting out a false word, God will hold you as a robber and a murderer. That sounds kind of harsh. What if I just don't understand? You got the book. Do not lead his sheep astray. I've been with Jonathan and David on Between the Lines, a special episode of A Time Such as This, the pre-tribulation lie.
Thanks for tuning in to Between the Lines, a time such as this with David and Jonathan. Stay informed, stay vigilant, and remember, the signs are all around us. Catch you next time on WVFF 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.